It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock now. The South African Union Council of Independent Churches is concerned about churches that continue to break down lockdown regulations. This follows the arrest of congregants and a pastor in Sebokeng yesterday for holding a church service in defiance of the rules. I played you a little clip from ENCA, a report by Mangoan Kunu a little earlier on about congregants who were defiant about having to abide by the lockdown regulations. Just listen to some of the chaos and the mayhem that unfolded at the weekend.
Oh, police again firing rubber bullets at these church congregants who are simply refusing to leave these premises, and they've just fired another stun grenade.
Grenades, rubber bullets, that report there by Mangoma Mkunu. It's really quite an extraordinary scene. We're joined now by Bishop Dr. Joe Mukoki on the line, who's the spokesperson for the South African Union Council of Independent Churches. A very good morning to you, and thank you for your time.
Good morning, Bongani. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm also very concerned about, obviously, churches or any organization for that matter that does not want to abide by lockdown regulations. Is this something that concerns you?
Bongani, this is a real serious concern. I so much wish pastors, bishops could understand that this is the time that we need to support the government. This is a national crisis. It's not only a crisis that is happening in one place. This is a national crisis. So we have got regulations, lockdown regulations that are set out by the government. We are to support what the government says in this instance, because pastors are not immune to COVID. COVID is for real. COVID can affect anyone.
Absolutely. You and I know that, but we also know that many pastors have considerable influence over their members, over their congregants. And when the pastor says, you are to come to a church service or a gathering of some kind, people generally find it difficult to defy them.
People will defy this, but yet at the same time, we also recognize the fact that sometimes pastors live by their congregations. But this is not reason enough for them to break the rules. If you break the rule, unfortunately, you'll have to face the wrath of the law. Now, churches are known to be integral part of the communities. And we are also on the front line. So as the front line people, we really need to be front line in all aspects, in being exemplary in all aspects. That's how we view these things.
Some of the congregations that continue to defy the regulations are not members of any association. They don't belong to the South African Council of Churches. They don't belong to your organization, the Union Council of Independent Churches. What kind of sanction should be given to those who break the law?
That's why we actually were worried about what the government in South Africa was doing with regard to regulating the church. We don't want the government to regulate the church, but we were hoping that the government will push the issue of what we call self-regulation. The church should regulate itself. We should be in a position whereby as churches should come together, have organizations that lead the church, organizations that make sure that the church is aligned to it, so that when things like this happen, we should have a meeting, we come together, we bring these things out.
Sure, but as this conversation indicates, that isn't happening. Many congregations, like the one in Sebokeng, are not part of your organization. You don't have any authority over them. What should the government do?
Unfortunately, the government has set down rules and laws. All they need to do is for them to implement what they said is rules and law. Anybody breaking the rule, breaking the law, unfortunately, will have to face the wrath of the law. I mean, we cannot hide behind God and say, God said, God said. God cannot say something that will help you, that will help people. You know, as I'm talking to you right now, this week only, I'm about to do almost 3 funerals of pastors who passed on. 3 pastors who passed on because of COVID. And this will be done throughout this week. The funerals will be done throughout this week. So this is for real. If people can just understand that whether they belong to an organization or not an organization, they need to adhere to the rules, strict rules that are given to the church.
Bishop Dr. Joe Mukoki there, the spokesperson of the South African Union Council of Independent Churches.